The Rolly Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Holiday bells will jingle, spirits will really tingle if you give Rolly cigarettes for Christmas, packed in their bright, colorful gift carton. Rollies are blended to please every smoker. Yes, 31 separate and distinctly finer tobaccos go into Rolly's superb blend for smoother, richer, milder flavor, greater smoking satisfaction. And in giving Rolly's, you present a gift of distinction. Anyone can actually see that Rolly's cigarettes are better made from the more golden tobaccos. Tobaccos that experts agree are choicer, more expensive. So this Christmas, give the cigarette that gives more, the pack with the coupon on the back, Rolly Cigarettes. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, you, Truman.
Hello, Red. Been out Christmas shopping?
No, I always look this way on Meatless Tuesday.
Say, Red, I suppose you're going home for Christmas, aren't you?
I certainly am, if I can get a seat on that sunset bus.
Oh, no, no, Red. I mean, are you going back to Vincennes, Indiana?
Well, I'd like to, Truman, but you know, if I bought a ticket on a train or a bus, it might deprive some soldier of a seat.
Well, gee, I never thought of that, Red.
Yep.
I suppose a lot of soldiers will be going home for Christmas.
Yeah, I saw one boy down the station saying goodbye to his girl this morning. Boy, did he give her a long kiss.
Was it really a long kiss?
Yeah, I felt sorry for the girl. She tripped over a switch as they were passing Pomona.
But, Red, despite the fact that it's nice to be going home for Christmas, it is much more important to let soldiers use our trains than for you and me to go home and see Uncle James.
Sure. Besides, who wants to go to Alcatraz over the holiday?
I was in the jug once.
You were, Ozzie?
Yeah, I whistled at what I thought was a weak sister.
What was it?
An able-bodied whacker.
Hiya, Harriet. Say, you're not planning to go home on the Christmas holidays, are you?
Oh, no. Today, soldiers come first.
Yeah, you know, I know a soldier who came home on a furlough. He opened the door and he says, well, here I am at last.
What happened, Red?
Well, they told him about no meat, no butter, no eggs, no gas, no coffee, and one lump of sugar. He opened the door and says, which way is Guadalcanal?
You know, Red, I'll bet that some of the soldiers that are going home for Christmas haven't seen their folks for over a year.
That's right. I sure hope that people realize that if they try to travel over the holidays, they'll tie up the rail and bus traffic so that nobody will be able to travel.
Oh, I think they know that, Red.
Yeah, you know, I'll never forget the time I had to ride on a crowded train. I had to stand up all the way to Kansas City.
Well, that's not so bad.
In an upper berth?
Well, why didn't you take a lower berth?
Oh, I don't like them.
Why not?
Somebody's always trying to play footsies with my face.
Say, Red, did you hear from Wonderful Smith this week?
Yes, I got a letter from Wonderful Smith. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, yes, read it, Red.
Okay, it says, Dear Mr. Skelton and friends, I'm here... Boy, he writes fast, don't he? It says, Dear Mr. Skelton and friends, well, all day long I've been sitting here looking at a barrage balloon overhead. By the way, ask my girl to write me a letter, will you? It says, this army life is really, really healthy. Up every morning... I started to say Raleigh healthy there, do you know that? Up every morning at 5:30 and under an ice-cold shower. Some morning I'm going to turn it on and see what'll happen.
Any more?
Yeah, he goes on, he says, oh, yes, the other day one of our cadets got balled out. Our plane was 25,000 feet in the air when ice started to form on the wings. He wanted to crawl out and make a snowman.
Anything about the food, Red?
Yeah, he says, tonight we're going to have thousands of good things to eat.
Gee, did he say what it was going to be?
Yeah. Beans.
What's that P.S., Red?
P.S. I rode to the dairy this morning after 38 gallons of milk. I won't say these Jeeps are rough riding, but I don't know what we're going to do with all this butter.
As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? You're driving me crazy, baby, trying to guess. Will you tell me no or will you tell me yes?
Say, is that song too high for you or is your voice changing?
It's bound to be.
You don't know the words either.
As long as you're not in love
higher
with anyone else
higher.
Why don't you fall in love with me? I made it. Why don't you fall in love with me?
Say, what's the name of this song?
Why don't you fall in love with me?
That's what I thought.
Would you like to go out on Friday? I'll get tickets for the fight.
Oh, I'm getting married Friday. How about Saturday night?
You know, it seems to be very obvious that I'm using the wrong approach. I'm not being taken seriously.
Well, you're being taken all right, only you don't know it.
Well, as long as you're not dancing with anyone else, why don't you have this dance with me?
Woo.
We'll talk it over. Why don't you have this dance with me? Do you like dancing with me?
Oh, tremendously. I haven't danced the Charleston in years.
Let's you and I elope tonight. I'll wear my new suit.
Well, I was going to movies, but you are kind of cute.
You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? I've got a C card. Why don't you fall in love with me?
Harriet Hilliard singing, As Long As You're Not In Love With Anyone Else, Why Don't You Fall In Love With Ozzy? Now that the Christmas spirit has has everybody buying presents, I'm proud to say that the Teamsters Union of Southern California are buying 1 million Raleigh cigarettes a month for the boys overseas for the duration of the war, and that's really some present. And speaking of buying, let's look in on different people in department stores tonight. First, we'll start out west, where we find Deadeye. He's working as a bank messenger over the holidays.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse! Whoa!
Here, stop bucking!
Here! Oh! Look, horse, for 2 cents, I'd sell you for dog meat. On second thought, I think I'll keep you myself. This meat ration looked pretty serious. Start to say gas ration. I guess it's the kind of meat I eat. Now, see if you can behave while I go into the Bon Bon department store.
Hello, Deadeye.
Hello, Buckshot.
Gosh, Deadeye, you look like a real dude today.
Yeah, how you like my new shirt? I just got it.
Oh, it's a beautiful shirt. What kind of material is that, silk?
Nope.
Cotton?
Nope.
Well, if it ain't silk and it ain't cotton, what is it?
Linoleum. Hey, what are you doing in this department store?
Well, I'm helping out during the Christmas rush.
Business must be good. The owner just called me up to take the gold to the bank.
Well, Deadeye, it's after 3 o'clock. How are you going to get into the bank?
Now, she ought to know better than that. What was that?
Oh, just the manager making a cheerful refund.
Yeah.
Say, the gold ain't been counted yet, Deadeye. Why don't you look around the store? Maybe you see something you'd like to give somebody for Christmas.
That's a good idea. I think I'll give a nightgown to the one I love.
Oh, Deadeye, you catch your death of cold in a nightgown.
Over my long underwear?
So here's something you'll like, a 10-gallon hat.
Nope, give me a 4-gallon hat. I got an A head.
Well, look around. We got anything you want.
Say, gal, where's the perfumey counter?
Well, with you in the store, Deadeye, it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
Howdy, Deadeye.
Hello there, Seagram Nose.
Now, Deadeye, here's $10,000 in yellow gold. I want you to take it to the bank.
Say, you've been hanging around that two-gun Bert Plumer lately, haven't you?
What do you mean, Deadeye?
You wouldn't be letting me take this gold so the two-gun could hold me up and make the bank liable, would you?
You say that again, I'll make you eat your word.
You're gonna make me eat my word,
huh? Yeah.
Okay. T-bone steak, lamb chops, and veal. This may be a way of beating this meatless Tuesday. Hey, I wonder who that could be.
Well, I don't know who they are, but they look like they haven't got a friend in the world.
Oh, filling station operators.
No, Deadeye. It's Two-Gun Bert the Bandit.
No,
you better draw your gun.
Give me a pencil. I'll
pick him up.
Hello there, Two-Gun.
I righty, Deadeye. Well, hand over that money from the store, you bow-legged baboon.
Look, I can't help it if I'm bow-legged.
You can't?
No, I got a touch of Texas in my knee.
Now, you just hand over that money, bag.
Who, me?
Now, just a minute. As the little gopher said to the skunk, where do you get that stuff?
And as that fella on the radio says, oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Now, look, Two-Gun, where's your Christmas spirit, huh?
Well, did I, if that's the way you feel? Here's a little Christmas present for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have done it. Well, Happy New Year.
He shot you. Are you hurt?
No, the bullet glanced off of me on account of my zoot suit.
The bullet glanced off of you on account of your zoot suit? How come?
Because my zoot suit is more zoot than suit. Remember, you folks out there in the West, we'd like to remind you not to travel unnecessarily.
Now we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's doing his Christmas shopping early this year.
Well, here I am. On my way to buy Daisy June a present. What was the night before Christmas? And all through the house, not a creature was there, and not even a gopher.
Ex-mouse in every other state but California.
Gee, I don't know what to get Daisy June for Christmas, unless it's a soldier to guard that bridge in her mouth. I think I'll get her a pair of earrings. I swallowed the other one last time I whispered in her ear. I guess I got too confidential with her. Oh, well, here's the department store. I guess I'll go through the revolving door. One, two, three, two.
I made it.
Good afternoon.
And what do you want?
I'd like to buy a present for my girl.
Ah, fine. What is she, a blonde, a brunette, or a redhead?
I don't know.
You don't know what color hair she has?
Oh, she hasn't worn it since the rainy season started. I don't want to pay too much for a present because I don't know what she's spending on me.
I see. Well, how about flowers? Does she like early bloomers?
You're ahead of me, ain't you? What'd you say?
I said, does she like early bloomers?
I don't know. It's been pretty cold lately, though. Where's the Santa Claus?
Oh, you want to see Santa Claus?
Yes, I do.
Now, tell me, what do you want to ask him?
A copy of Esquire in the flesh. So long. I'll mosey around the store. If I see anything, I'll pick it up. Oh, I wish I knew what Daisy June was buying me. I'll bet it's an old necktie. Here comes a woman with an arm full of bundles. It's going to be a pretty tight squeeze. I'll just lay down on the floor and let her step over me. She'll have to kick me in the back.
Well, hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy. Yeah, I did a pretty good job, too, and after I finished cutting my hair, I sewed my ears back on.
So I see. You want to know something about your ears?
What?
Got them on upside down.
Now, that's not a nice thing to say. I think you look very pretty.
Why, thank you, Clem. Do you like my new slacks?
Well, they sag a little, don't they?
Well, so what? Where do you hoard your gasoline?
Hey, Daisy June, you want to go with me? I ain't seen Santa Claus yet.
Santa Claus? Clem, ain't you getting a little big for that sort of thing?
No, I don't know. The Easter bunnies never complained.
I suppose you hang up your stocking every year.
Yeah, last year I hung up two stockings.
What happened?
Santa Claus came down the chimney, felt the material, put them on, and went away. Say, what have you been buying anyway?
Well, I bought a dress for Ma.
Yeah.
And a new overcoat for Pa.
Mm-hmm.
And a train for Grandpa.
Yes.
And a necktie.
What'd I tell you, folks? Well, I'm glad it ain't another one of them old stretchy sweaters like you knitted for me last year.
What's the matter? Did the wool stretch?
Stretch? Oh, no. I like things flapping around my ankles.
Well, there's Santa Claus, Clem. Why don't you go see him now?
I think I will. You know, last year I sat on his lap for hours and hours.
Why'd you stay so long?
I had to. My yo-yo got tangled in his beard.
Oh, Clem, will you stop being an idiot?
I'm no idiot. I just act this way because I'm nuts. I'll go over and speak to Santa Claus. How old is Santa Claus?
Well, Bill Snuffbucket.
Now, wait a minute, Santa Claus. Don't start that swinging on me now.
Oh, I know who you are. You're Bill Snuffbucket, and you get out of here or I'll sick my reindeer on you.
Listen, now, you're getting to be a pest beating up on me all the time. If you were a fly, I'd swat you. If you was an ant, I'd step on you. And if you was a moth, I'd smack you.
Yes, but I'm a man.
Yes, brother, and how safe you are.
Is to beat up on him, and then he'll let you alone.
Yeah. Oh, well, if he wants to try it, I'll meet him out in the alley.
Okay, Bub, and don't bring anybody with you.
Don't worry, I'll be there alone.
You said it, brother, because I ain't gonna be there. This is Clem asking my friends not to ride on buses or trains over the holiday because soldiers comes first this year. Thank you.
You see a lot of strange characters out at Christmas shopping, and here's one trying to buy something for his wife.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do? I am entertaining a notion.
Whether you're entertaining a notion for an extra special gift or entertaining a crowd at Christmas, get Raleigh cigarettes, made to please every smoker.
No, you don't understand. This is for my wife, you see. My wife's not like other women. She's a blonde, you know.
Well, blonde or brunette, anybody can see by comparison that the tobaccos in Raleigh's are unmistakably more golden in color. Oh, by the way, have you asked your wife what she wants for Christmas?
Yes, but the Army won't give Gable a furlough just for her. Say, she's got an expensive taste.
Right.
You know?
Raleigh's more golden tobaccos are more expensive. Choicer. You have the word of experts for that.
Well, I'm not very rich.
For unrivaled richness, smoothness, mildness, 31 of these tobaccos are blended into Raleigh's. Your own taste tells you that Raleigh's are packed with a fuller, more satisfying flavor.
Yeah.
Say, why don't you give your wife something that fits her personality?
Oh, that'd be marvelous, but it's pretty hard to get a battle axe nowadays. Somebody dropped their teeth. Did you hear them?
Yes, sir, but Raleigh's aren't hard to get. And when you give Raleigh cigarettes, you give an extra measure of pleasure. Valuable golden coupons redeemable for 0.75 cents in cash or for war stamps. Yes, and for dozens of handsome luxury premiums.
You know, I think I'll give her for Christmas.
Oh, what's that?
A carton of Raleigh cigarettes.
Well, I hope I didn't influence you.
Oh, no. I bet you could sell the shirt off my back.
Perhaps, but this Christmas, get and give the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes.
Then we have a lady and her little boy. Yes, it's Christmas, and since you're all going to be faced with the same problems, you better listen closely. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid. Here I am, Mommy, sitting over in the corner with me little hands folded under my chin, eating a bowl of grape nudge flakes.
Well, I hope you're not dirty, because I'm going to take you Christmas shopping with me.
Oh, good. I want to recite me poem I learned first.
All right, go ahead. Recite your
poem. Okay, here it goes. Mary had a little macaroni. Its fleece was white as snow.
Wait a minute, Junior. That's Mary had a little lamb.
Mommy, that was last year's version. Now we've got a little lamb and a little egg to go with it, ain't we? Oh, boy, Christmas shopping. We going to go see Santa Claus, huh?
Yes, we are, if we can only get that bus driver to stop for us.
Now, boy, people really look funny trying to get buses to stop nowadays, don't they? They look like they're asking for bread. Please, please. Hey, you think the bus will stop for us?
Well, it stopped for us the last time, didn't it?
Yeah, but I ain't going to lay down in front of it again.
Well, here, come on, get dressed. Slip into your bunny suit.
No, I ain't gonna wear that thing.
Why not?
Every time I put that bunny suit on, all the rabbits look at me and say, no, no!
Now, you stop that and put that suit on.
Look at me, them great big handles sticking up in the air. I look silly.
Those are not handles, those are ears.
Well, you use them for handles when we come to a curb.
Junior, what did I tell you about riding that tricycle in the house?
I will be careful. Boy, I hope I can take my little tricycle on the bus.
Why?
We're going to see Santa Claus, ain't we?
Yes.
Well, I want to show him what a piece of junk he gave me.
Now, you be a good boy while I run upstairs and get my purse.
Okay. Well, here I am, all alone. I think I'll just mosey around a bit. There ought to be something ain't nailed down that I could push over. Oh, look, the mirror's a little crooked. I bet if I straightened it, I wouldn't get a whipping. I'd do it. Yeah.
Ooh. Junior, what did you break?
Meow, meow.
Oh, dear, I could have sworn I put that cat out.
It always works. Boy, oh, boy, I only wish that old cat could be in two places at once. I could really let me hair down.
All right, come on. We'll have to hurry now if you want to see Santa Claus.
Okay, let's go.
Goodness, what a crowd. Here, hold on tight to Mother's hand.
Have you cut your fingernails lately, Mummy?
Well, yes, why?
I don't want to get knifed like the last time. Oh, boy, look at all the women. I wonder what would happen if I threw a dead mouse on the floor.
Gracious, where do you get your ideas?
Well, your boy's down the pool hall. Tell Pop, and Pop tells me.
Well, why does he tell you?
He don't think I'm old enough to understand.
Oh, Junior, let's not go this way. Let's go over here.
Oh, no, you don't know it. I see that, boy. I see all that candy. Oh, look at that. Miles and miles of Babe Ruth safety pops. Oh, boy, I do believe I died and gone to candy heaven. Oh, boy, I'm kind of tired.
Stop that stretching. I see you reaching for those gumdrops.
Knows me pretty well, doesn't he? Hey, Mommy, I want to see Santa Claus.
Well, I'll take him to you just as soon as I get a new pair of shoes.
I know. There ain't no Santa Claus. You story to me just like you did about Pop's hair and huge long eyelashes.
Oh, don't be so silly, Junior. There is a Santa Claus. He's in the toy department on the 12th
you
floor.
You told me it. I knew I would find out where he was. Come on, let's go.
Later, Junior.
Now, you let me go now and see him or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you used to be a lady boxer.
Why, Junior, that's not true.
Oh, no. You're all next, Battler.
A moita to bump.
Junior!
Now you're going to get it.
You hit me. You broke me little nose.
Stop that. I didn't even touch your nose.
You broke me. Then how come it ain't in the middle of me face like yours?
Well, I don't suppose I'll have any peace until I take you to see Santa Claus. Come on, let's go.
Hurry.
Be careful of the elevator now.
Oh, it won't bite me.
Step back in the car, folks. Oh. Going up.
Okay.
Now see if you can behave yourself.
I will try, but I'll tell you right now, I was fighting a losing battle. Third floor, tires, rubber, sugar, coffee, and gasoline.
Another picture postcard.
Junior, why did you do that?
I don't know. I guess it's just a commando in me.
Going up.
Whee!
12th floor. What's the matter, little boy? Did I go up too fast for you?
No, I always stand like this with my head between my knees.
Toyland, everybody else.
Oh, boy, Toyland!
Well, wait till I open the door.
Now he tells me. Oh, boy, where's Santa Claus? Where's Santa Claus?
He's right over there. There he is. You see that little roly-poly man dressed in red?
Oh, is that Santa Claus? Boy, he looked like a bloodshot Mr. 5x5, don't he?
All right, now go on over and tell him what you want.
You know, I feel like a rat asking him for anything.
Why?
Well, he's such a nice-looking old fellow, and I've been kind of bad.
Oh, well, maybe he'll overlook a few things.
A few things? Boy, I can close me widow eyes and see the things I reckon it looks like Tokyo when our boys get through with it. Oh, there's Santa Claus now.
Go ahead. Go on. He's beckoning to you.
Oh. Howdy, little boy.
Howdy, there, Santa Claus.
Well, well, well. Ow!
A real beard, huh?
Would you like to come up and sit on my
I'm way ahead of you, ain't I, Santa Claus? Boy, you sure is soft. Oh, boy. Who built you, Simmons?
Well, what do you want for Christmas?
Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy Lamarr? Why, you couldn't have her.
Well, no harm in asking, is there? I is Condoleo. I is
Junior. Condoleo.
Now, tell me. Tell me, little boy. Have you been a good boy all year?
You ain't pumping me, bub. You don't know. I ain't gonna tell you, boy.
Now, what can Santa do for a nice little boy like you?
Well, you know, Santa Claus, by rights, I got no right taking up you time like this. You know? You see that pretty lady standing over there?
Yeah?
Well, that's my mummy, see? She's been pretty good to me this year. She worked hard to give me everything, but, well, I haven't been much help to her. So you bring her something nice, will you? And for me, Pop, you get him some Raleigh cigarettes, because he like them so well. And for Wonderful Smith and me Uncle Guy and me Uncle Tubbs and all me other buddies in the Army, will you get them plenty of planes and guns so us widow kids can stop being afraid? Instead of a lot of silly things this year, you bring me some war stamps, will you? Then I can sit around and lick them between my lickings. And if you can, Santa Claus, bring all the little boys back home safe to their mummies, would you? Oh, and just one little favor you can do for me. Would you bring me little Cat a box of catnip? Because he's been a lifesaver to me this year.
Hey, you Santa Clauses who are trying to find the right gift for that pipe smoker, listen. Here's the prize package for every pipe smoker on your Christmas list. A full pound of Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco in its bright, colorful holiday gift package. It's a high spot in any smoker's life because Sir Walter Raleigh is the first choice of men everywhere who appreciate quality smoking. A smooth, rich, mellow blend of carefully cured burleys with a full nut-like flavor and pleasing, fragrant aroma. And, of course, give Sir Walter Raleigh to men in service. Outstanding favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. For every pipe smoker, give the quality pipe tobacco of America, Sir Walter Raleigh. Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Meanwhile, listen to the Tommy Dorsey Show tomorrow night over most of these same stations. Until Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And remember, don't travel at Christmas so our servicemen can. Goodbye now.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program has been broadcast to the Armed Forces Overseas and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.